Good evening and welcome. We're glad you could be with us tonight. If there's anyone visiting, we'd especially like to welcome you. We'll be dismissing to our Bible classes here in just a few minutes. We've come to the close of another year. This is our last Wednesday of 2018. So for our last Devo of the year, I'd like to give you a few words of encouragement. Our scripture for this evening is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 20. Ephesians 6:20. We'll be reading there in just a few minutes. The Bible tells us that Satan is real, and he is looking for ways to destroy us. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us. I believe that discouragement is one of Satan's most effective tools. Verses like Genesis 3:1 and 2 Corinthians 11:3 describe the devil as cunning and subtle. You see, Satan knows in my life, I will probably never be tempted to turn to a life of crime, you know, take up bank robbing or murdering someone. But if he can make me feel discouraged, then maybe I will begin to second guess myself. Maybe I'll lose my enthusiasm for serving the Lord. Maybe I would eventually stop seeking God's will altogether. So knowing that discouragement will come eventually to everyone at some point in our lives, the Bible is full of encouraging words telling us to not give up. For example, I think about Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. This is a familiar passage telling Christians not to neglect our assembling together. And while there are several reasons for us to come together as the church, the reason given here in Hebrews, in this context, is to encourage one another. When I look for encouragement and inspiration to overcome life's difficulties, the life of the Apostle Paul comes to mind. When we are tempted to give up, we can remember all the difficulties that Paul went through, and he remained faithful to the Lord through it all. He even lists all of those difficulties in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, if you'd like to read those sometime. We learn from reading the final chapters of the book of Acts that Paul was arrested and imprisoned in Rome. What would be our mindset if we were wrongly imprisoned for our faith, to be at the mercy of the most powerful government on earth at that time? I would say the natural reaction would be for us to give up. Maybe at least we would put our plans on hold until we regained our freedom. However, notice that was not Paul's mindset. And so that brings us to our verse for this evening. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 20. He uses this interesting phrase. He says, "For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Here, Paul describes himself as an ambassador in chains. Even in the most dire of circumstances, Paul did not stop serving the Lord. In fact, it's remarkable just looking at all he accomplished just during that time period that he was under arrest. He continued teaching others while in Rome, even influencing those in Caesar's household and the palace guard. We read that in Philippians chapter 1, verse 13, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 22. A few Sundays ago, we looked at the prison epistles. Those are the letters that Paul wrote while in Rome, and those were used to teach and encourage the early church. We know that these letters are now books in our New Testament. So think, after 2,000 years, Paul's work is still impacting lives. Philippians is one of those prison epistles, and in chapter 4, verse 13, Paul writes those famous words, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." In verse 4 of that same chapter, he writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say rejoice." So let us never stop serving the Lord in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. Like Paul, our circumstances may not be ideal, but even when difficulties come, even when our plans are put on hold, let's look for ways to keep serving the Lord and be a good influence for him now. If you're not a Christian, We offer this time to encourage you to begin your life with God. Don't put it off any longer. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 tells us, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." As we read through the book of Acts, we see that faith, repentance, and baptism are needed to wash away our sins. Acts chapter 22, verse 16 tells us, "God is waiting to welcome you home. Won't you come as we together stand and sing?"
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else can heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
You are now excused your classes.